Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
What's up, everybody? This is Fred Smoot.
This is Landon Collins.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kerrigan. This is the Redskins Talk Podcast with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are still quarantined. You are still quarantined. I hope everybody is being safe and staying home and doing what needs to be done to hopefully beat this thing. We are brought to you by the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Hope you do the exact same thing. Mitch Tischler is here and Pete Haley is here. We are not actually together. We are joined by the powers of video conferencing. Gentlemen, how do you do?
Doing great.
That's a great
Mitch.
Question.
Mitch,
you're a liar.
In day eight of quarantine.
Yeah, day eight, knowing that we still have another who knows how long. Got to stay positive, JP.
Yeah,
keep things. Good what-ups coming to us.
Two things. One, when will we record another pod together? It could be months. And number two, Mitch told me today he watched Golden Tee on TV, so I don't know how great he's doing.
Pete, how positive do you think I'm staying?
You have your hood over your head. You look like an angry middle schooler, and it's pretty early on in the process, so I don't think you're doing too positive.
I have thoughts. I'm going to keep them to myself.
When was the last time you shaved?
You know who Shelby makes me shave? Shelby doesn't like when my face is too itchy. So,
because you kind of look like Pete when he goes on TV.
Oh, nice thing.
Yeah, it's a bad look, but for me, my general shave schedule is Monday, Thursday for 100. Clearly 100's not happening, so I'm kind of just intermittently shaving, I guess. I have an electric. I might just trim it down, but I get itchy. I don't know. But look, man, we can't mess around on this video conference because we only have 30 minutes. I keep telling you guys that, and you're like, don't worry about it.
You're telling us your shaving schedule. We don't need
Mitch
to know what you shave.
Mitch is asking me randomly.
Start the pod. Let's do football.
Quentin Dunbar. Pete, I'm going to ask you to help me because you wrote the story on this thing. Uh-huh. Saturday night, our phones start blowing up because Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, has a story that Quentin Dunbar wants to be traded. Now, I recognize this is an on-again, off-again high school romance of wanting to be traded and not. But was there any news here? Is there anything new to this? Like, what did I miss?
Well, it wasn't – so the headline is Washington is shopping Quentin Dunbar. So it's not that he wants to be traded again. It's more that they're actually trying to maybe acquiesce to that. I mean, it was the tiniest story ever. Mitch makes fun of how long my stories are. This story had maybe 100 words. And the key point is Washington, per multiple sources, is making Dunbar available in a trade. So that's the new stuff, I guess, is that they're actually trying to initiate a swap for the corner.
So I have a bet with the great Mike Irving, who runs Charlie Palmer's downtown. Lord knows when we can go to a restaurant again. And Mitch was with me in Indianapolis when we had some fairly specific conversations around Quentin Dunbar's future. And I don't know anymore, but I certainly thought confidently that Dunbar would be playing for the Redskins this fall on his current contract and then would be in line for a big deal next year, assuming he gets through the year healthy. With the latest news from Florio, and Florio's wired in around the league, but he generally is really wired in on the agent side of things. I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here. Like what changed that Mike wrote something on this? it leads me to believe that maybe this thing really is moving, or talks are really heating up. And so the next question is, okay, why is Dunny a more targeted candidate than maybe Trent? And he's younger, he's way, way cheaper. I imagine a new team would want to work out a deal with him. But if you're a new team, and who knows if he has permission to start working on a contract, right? But these conversations can kind of happen behind closed doors or whatever. But like, Dunbar's slated to make $3 million. I think the deal he signed was a 3-year, $10, $11 million contract extension.
Yeah.
If a new team, Quentin probably thinks he's worth 14 on the open market, something like that, right? If a new team will give him 12 right now and he never gets to free agency, who knows if he doesn't just sign that? I don't know. I don't know that I see it happening unless this team, the Skins, really want to move on from anybody. And this would be Ron Rivera, is just like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this S, and let's turn the page.
Yeah, I mean, to this point, he hasn't said that he's not going to play for the team. He said he doesn't want to. But when push comes to shove, I don't know that he's in a position to sit out the season to try and force a new contract or whatever it is. And to me, it's the Redskins can look for a trade for him. And the only reason to me that you trade him if you're Ron Rivera is if you just don't want to deal with yes, like you said. Because after he leaves next season and he gets his 14 or whatever he gets, the Redskins are going to get a pretty high compensatory pick for him. Third, fourth round probably. So unless you think you're going to get – are you going to get more than that from him?
Yeah, but, dude, that pick's not till 2022.
Sure.
So much has been made about compensatory picks. Like, that's 2 years
away.
But
I don't think a team is trade. And if I'm wrong, then so be it. But I don't think a team is going to trade a third round or fourth round pick for a guy that they then have to re-sign, you know, for 12 mil or whatever the number is that he starts looking for. I don't know that there's a deal that makes sense for the Redskins to make here, unless sure. It's about getting rid of them just because they don't want to deal with them.
Right. I agree with you. I think I saw Phillips tweeted about that too. Like,
JP, Dunbar, going back to your point,
$3 million is better than that.
Going back to your point about what changed, it's weird because the Redskins, like us, they're not talking. They're not in the building. It's not like Dunbar walked into the building and talked to front office guys or Ron. So I don't know why all of a sudden this is popping up now. But after the kind of report broke, he sent out one long tweet that he's since deleted. And then another one that said, thankful for new beginnings. And the other tweet was more about, hey, I was pretty much healthy last year. The training staff kind of got in the way. So when he says thankful for new beginnings on Twitter, and it's now like the third or fourth time we've heard something on this front about Quentin, it just seems like Ron is such a no BS kind of guy. And this is a lot of BS. And, you know, I get that, man, it would be nice to have Quentin Dunbar on this team because corner is already dicey. We're already wondering why they haven't done more at corner. And now they might get rid of their best one. That's going to put them in an even tougher spot. But I think if Ron just wants to get as many picks as he can for April and get rid of a guy who's kind of unhappy with things, then I think that might be the route he takes.
Is Dunbar better than Kendall Fuller?
I don't know if he's better than Kendall Fuller, but you look at what they have behind the three guys who
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just – Pete said you lose your best corner.
Oh. I think with the way
– I think Dunbar's A game, and I don't know.
I think maybe from what we've heard about Fuller in Kansas City, it didn't work out as well. And the last 2 years, especially last year, Dunbar seems like he's really ascending. I think he's just better size. I mean, they're both kind of instinctual guys who study really hard, but I think Dunbar's maybe a little bit better and I would feel more comfortable with him as the number one, but it's pretty close. I still think either way, you have like two B level corners right now and then a lot of question marks behind them. Getting rid of that one of those B level corners is going to put you in an already make an already bad spot worse.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, dude, part of me honestly thinks that part of this is about social media and like Dunny's tweets and Instagram posts and just Ron Rivera not wanting to deal with it. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe that's entirely out of line, but like the whole social media group over there at Redskins Park has changed. It seems much more active and like proactive and reactive. And Quentin Dunbar's been talking, tweeting, whatever, about a trade for over a month, probably 6 weeks now, right? The last player we saw to say thankful for new beginnings, I think, was Steph Diggs. And granted, he'd been saying that stuff for a while, but then he got traded. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I think you said in the intro part of it, I think the Redskins starting to explore trades is what made this newsy, because the Redskins hadn't said it and responded to it or hadn't said much about it since Dunny started going off on social media. When he first started, I think, JP, you and I think we're arguing pretty hard about this. And I think I'm still in the same spot where, like, dude, should, like, I think Ron should just make him play here. Like, you need a guy like that. That's a tough spot to fill, as we've been saying. He's not in a – you know that Dunny's not in a position where he really has much of an upper hand on the team in any way. So force the dude to come in and play for a year, and maybe he learns to love Ron and Jack Del Rio and all that and wants to, you know, be on board with the long-term thing. And if not, then at least you got the dude – you got a really good player for 1 year at a really cheap price, and you have 2 seasons now to start filling that corner spot that needs – that has a lot of holes that need to be filled, or a lot of depth that needs to be filled.
Like, I think that's a great theory, and it's like a Bernie Sanders commercial. Like, it all sounds so glorious until you have a guy that is probably already made some business decisions about when he's going to play and when he's not, on an ankle, on a bad 2-10 team or whatever. And Ron Rivera is on the record. You're either all in or you're all out. And if Ron starts tolerating that stuff, then how is that any different than what we've blamed every coach for the last decade about? Like, Mike Shanahan tolerated that stuff. He didn't want to, but, you know, management made him. And Jay Gruden tolerated that stuff. He didn't want to, but management made him. Like, I mean, how far back do we have to go to see that just doesn't work? Whether or not it's advantageous on a contract, if the guy wants out, get him out. He wants out. Like, I think the same thing with Trent. Like, maybe you're not maximizing it, but, like, Bill Parcells wouldn't have a dude that wanted out. Like, it was an entirely different era. But, like, if Joe Gibbs, if somebody said, I can't wait for new beginnings and all this stuff, like, I don't know, man. I remember, like, the story B. Mitch just told me about when he and Joe kind of got into it on the practice field, and then Joe called him into his office later and was like, listen, I appreciate what you did there. Don't ever do it again. Like, you cannot walk into a – like, your first day in prison, you're supposed to punch the toughest guy, right?
No, minimum security prison is no picnic. I have a client in there right now. He says the trick is, kick someone's first day or become someone's, then everything will be all right. Why do you ask anyone?
You cannot just allow.
That's true, crazy, yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I've never been.
But it also is the other way around, where maybe this is Ron walking in his first year and being like, I'm not going to take this S from anyone. You signed a contract, you're playing here. Dunny has to play well next year. If Dunny comes out and is injured most of next year, then he's going into the free market with 2 straight years of injured years and some subpar play mixed in there, and he's not going to get the money that he wants. So that's why forcing him to stay is important, because
bombing a year of a rebuild where your goal is to change the culture? I hear what you're saying. Like, yeah. Again, I think theoretically what you're saying makes a ton of sense. I just don't know if realistically that works.
Yeah, I agree. I would love for him to stay. I think they ultimately get rid of him. I agree with you guys. I agree with Phillips. Like, Dunbar's a good player, but a part of me is like, man, there's so much discussion and talk about Quentin Dunbar. Like, he's a valuable piece. The defense is better, but it's a pretty good corner. This isn't a superstar. This isn't a guy who you're building around.
This might be a peak Ashburn syndrome situation.
Yeah. Like, it's at some point.
This is not flattening the curve. This is the peak of the curve.
I'm making this point right now. He's Quentin Dunbar. If you have to trade him for a third or fourth rounder, it's fine. I know Michael Phillips thinks that's a terrible deal. He's Quentin Dunbar. There shouldn't be this much discussion.
It's also just 1 year. As much as others might not want to trade for him because it's 1 year, like, the Skins also only have him for 1 year. Like,
and here's my take.
My point for the Skins, though, is that you get to push back. The corner position is not deep right now.
You know
now.
Who loved pushing back, Mitch? You know who thrived on pushing back? Bruce Allen. How'd that work?
That's
worked well for him. Gave him a decade.
He loved pushing back.
You brought up Bernie Sanders earlier. That's very Trumpian of you to just bring up the biggest name in the world to try and make it the wrong way, to make it sound.
We don't do politics. And is Bruce Allen the biggest name in the world?
But for Redskins fans, yes. There's no Redskins. There's no person related to the Redskins that people think worse of right now than Bruce Allen.
Mitch just called JP Trumpian.
He called me Bernie Sanderson.
Here, I just want to close this with my take. I side with Dunbar. He's definitely underpaid. But also, if Ron wants to get rid of him, fine. He's Quentin Dunbar. So, Quentin, you can be angry. I get it. But if you get shipped out of here tomorrow, then you probably deserve to be. You're a fine player, not worth going crazy over. That's my stance.
Why do you side with Dunbar?
Because he's underpaid, and I hate when people are underpaid, and it just sucks for him, and I feel bad.
It is not fair when people are underpaid. And
correct.
I agree with Quentin Dunbar. He's worth probably three times what he's getting paid. If not, I mean, if he was a free agent this year, when you look at the money Trey Wayne's just got, I think Dunny would get paid. So
this might be some Ashburn syndrome, though. You're right. This is another. We're so worried about Corona, we're losing sight of Ashburn syndrome. I think it's popping up.
The
virus.
Listen, let's be clear about the three of us. We can't help much outside of washing our hands and staying home. But when it comes to Ashburn syndrome, we are foremost experts at what can rid this planet of, or this this little quarter of the world, how we can cure this damn thing. You know what? Yeah. I don't know what will cure it besides winning.
Forget the CDC. We're the JPM.
Yeah, JP is basically Fauci when it comes to Ashburn.
I'm Dr. Fauci.
You're Trump and Fauci.
Quickly, I'd never say that again. Should and will happen on Dunbar. We'll go to Colonel Sanders Tischler first.
I think should and will, he's going to be here. I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's trade value out there to make it worthwhile to get rid of him. And I think that it makes more sense to me. It makes more sense in the long term to have him here this year. And I think he plays.
Should and will, it should be a trade. There will be a trade. I'm converting to the stance now. I think it just needs to happen, and it should happen, and it will happen.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
I want to read a quote real quick.
Oh, yes.
This is from Mike Silver's story in December on NFL.com about Ron Rivera early on with the Panthers. I said, let me tell you guys something, just so you bleep guys understand this. If you do things the way we ask, the way you're coached, the way it's planned, and it works, you guys will get all the kudos. If it fails, it's on me, because that's what I'm telling you. But if you go out and you do your own damn thing and we bleep lose, it is on you. And I will never fall on the sword for you again. That's bleep, bull, bleep. Sit there and say that what you did last year worked. So 2-14 was bleep, good enough for you guys. Bleep you. And I threw the paper down and I walked out. I was very blunt about it. And that's it. If they're not all in, they're not willing to do it your way, it's time to bleep, get rid of those guys. Mm-hmm. I am going to take that at face value. And if they're now shopping him, I think it's done deal.
Jay Gruden loved Quentin Dunbar and had a relationship with him. Ron Rivera has no ties to him.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Real quick on that. Philly just tweeted about it. He made a good point. With no OTAs and no mini camps, there's no distraction of holding out. You just have the distraction of him on social media now when nothing else is going on.
Well, and the flip side of that coin is there's no face-to-face opportunity to build that relationship back. Like, those guys aren't going to be in the same room to be like, hey, man. Because what all players, coaches, NFL people do is say they were misquoted and, like, it was taken out of context. Like, and they'll believe it, right? Because right. that's their world. But like, they're not going to be in the same room. They're not going to bump into each other in a hallway. Like, if I had to guess, Dunny's down in Miami and Ron is in Ashburn. Like, you're not bumping into one another.
And let's also remember with all the, with no medical work, with no medical physicals and whatnot for the different teams, that's part of why probably Trent might be having some difficulty finding a trade. Maybe it might not be able to work out too well for Dunny either, because these are guys that both have big question marks. And for a team to trade for a guy who is hurt, Dunny didn't have feeling in his leg or whatever his nerve injury was with his.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't think they want to work him out and look at and make sure that he's healthy? How many games did he play last year?
I think 11 or 12.
I think 11's right.
So you have what?
He started week 14 in Green Bay. I guess he was just active. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think the medical portion makes a lot of these trades difficult.
He played 72 snaps in week 12 in Carolina and had a pick week 11 against Detroit. So I hear you on Trent because there's a bigger thing there, especially making sure he's okay. Like,
yeah.
like put a helmet on. But I don't think that's the holdup with Dunbar. I think money and how to gauge all that is a holdup with Dunbar. We do have to move on, though, because I think we're just going to go in circles. Mitch says make him play. I think at some point you just got to move on.
Agreed with JP. Sorry. I forgot this is not a visual platform.
Want to thank Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Hope you do the same thing. We're supposed to go out there this week. I'm pretty sure we can't do that, right? Like there'd be more than 10 people. Isn't that a federal thing?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be postponed. We'll let you know as soon as we can get back out there and do that. It'll be fun. So there's a bunch of stuff. I wanted to say this about – I think free agency is about to really slow down, and I know that's going to bug some people, but, like, as you get into what's called, like, the second wave of free agency, a lot of that stuff becomes dependent on, like, players meeting position coaches and the player selling themselves to the position coach about why they're the right fit or the position coach selling the player on why they'll get the right opportunity. And sure, that stuff can happen on Skype and FaceTime, but like, everything in our world is grinding to a halt. Like, I think that stuff is going to grind as well. I could be wrong. Maybe it'll go quick, but as far as the Redskins go, it was a pretty boring first week. I wouldn't be expecting fireworks in the second week.
It was definitely boring when it came to the names, but they signed 8 players. Like, that's a pretty big amount. This team never. I remember a couple years ago, the Paul Richardson year, they only signed 3 guys, and they've had cap penalties in the past. But 8 new players, while they're all mostly role guys, that's a pretty large class. But, yeah, it's mostly boring.
Yeah, but I would – for me, as far as free agency goes, I would look at dollars spent rather than number of people signed.
And a lot of one-year deals. So
right. You're right. And then the cap penalties were 8 years ago, right? I mean, 7, 8 years ago.
How many of these guys do we expect to see – on the field with the starting 11 on either side of the ball come week 1 of the 2020 season?
I'll say this. I think I expect 8 guys, you said, Pete. I expect to see 8 of them on the roster, barring injuries.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is big about – I think there are going to be some draft picks on rookie deals that get cut that were parts of the previous regime that it's going to look different now. I think
that's a good story we should write, like draft picks who should now be looking over their shoulders with the free agent signings. We should do that.
Former draft picks, but yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at guys, like when you're in the fourth year of a rookie deal, your salary kind of triples. And not that they go up, not that it becomes that much money, but just when you look at like that jump, if I was Jeremy Sprinkle or Josh Harvey Clemens, I'd be looking around.
Monte,
yes. Christian's only in his third year. Financially, the driver isn't there. But I hear you. But these are the type of guys that it's like the previous regime invested in you and wanted to develop. The new regime, DGAF. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm doing everything I can not to curse tonight. I'm pretty.
You're doing a good job.
What time are we at, Mitch?
We got some time left.
Yeah.
Good answer.
There's no
time. High answers.
There's no timer. There's no timer on this thing that tells you. They just give me a heads up when there's 10 minutes left.
A minute left?
There's not. They haven't given me the 10-minute warning yet.
All right,
that's the 10-minute warning. That's the 2-minute warning.
Pete keeps moving his thing around. It's weirding me out. What are you doing?
Sorry, I'm sitting on the floor, so I'm a little uncomfortable.
Why wouldn't you sit on a couch?
Because I'm now in Michigan. Kim's on the couch, and she was worried about typing loudly to affect the pod. So this is for the pod.
All right.
I'm sitting on the floor for the pod.
Is it weird that Kim's dorm room is nicer than Pete's dorm room?
There's a lot more artwork in here than on Mitch's wall. I'll just say that much. I got like eight paintings above my head right now. Mitch has.
Is it a dorm room or does Kim have an apartment?
No, it's an apartment. Mitch is just joning on me, I think.
She's in grad school. Grad students aren't in dorm rooms, I think.
I also called Pete's apartment a dorm room too, so.
I kind of like that though.
Yeah, that was a good one. I have a flag on the wall. It's pretty dormy.
Thanks. Say hi.
Hey, there's Banks.
What a guy.
Have a screen grab of that, Pete.
Tail wagging. All right, screen grab coming. 3, 2, 1. Cool. Oh. Oh, got him in mid get up. That's fine. We're good. We got it. That was fun for all the listeners to listen to.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
So I wrote a story Saturday. I don't know. All these days are blending together.
Saturday.
Thanks, Pete.
It might have been for Sunday morning, actually, though.
Regardless. Yeah, I don't know. The Skins haven't signed a quarterback. I'm not sure they're gonna, because I think they're gonna end up shopping in the Blaine Gabbert, Blake Bortles aisle, and I think those dudes are gonna be available in a month. But two things jump out to me. One of the stories I still need to write. The other one I wrote. So I'll start with the one I wrote. I don't think they're drafting Tua anymore. But I think if you want to trade down, which I won't, I kind of think part of the, if I had to guess, there's some people over there that want to trade down because they know they need more talent and they'd rather get more cracks at it if they can get 5 and 26 than just having the second overall pick, no matter how good Chase Young is. And I think he's fantastic. I think there are people over there that would rather have more picks. I don't think that's crazy. I know there is this, I wonder if like, Ohio State fans just morphed into Redskins fans because there is this groupthink mindset, not of all fans, but of a lot of fans that are like, Dwayne Haskins is the only quarterback. How could you suggest anything else? Chase Young is the only option at number two. How could you suggest anything else? And like, broaden your minds, folks. I know we're all stuck in our homes, but like, read, like, meditate. I don't know. Do something where you're considering other options. Okay. So with that, I don't know what I'm doing with my hands. I hate that we're video. You guys can see how crazy.
This is
that was a 10 minute warning. 10 minute warning.
We're fine.
Okay. 10 minute warning. Well, let's keep it moving. So I think it's possible, and I don't know that they're doing this, but there's no OTAs. There's not even the slightest timeline of a schedule of when these guys are going to be back practicing in the facility, any of that. So if I'm the Redskins and maybe we're trying to drum up interest at number two, don't sign anybody. Because if we're going to sign Blake Bortles, we can sign him April 17th. And if you lose Blake Bortles, then you sign Blaine Gabbert or you sign Matt Moore or you sign somebody else.
Right.
And
if it's not Bortles, there's 10 other Bortles out there.
Sure. Exactly. Well said, Mitch. And so you don't need to be in a hurry because maybe it makes people think you're really looking at number two, at Tua, or even if you want to say Herbert is now the number two guy. Like, I think that is just peak draft stuff where everybody tries to, like, outsmart one another. So that's one theory on the quarterback situation. The second theory, the people that love Dwayne aren't going to like this.
But oh, boy.
I don't think we're done with Cam yet. I think we're done with Cam if the Redskins have to trade for him. Or if the trade comp is more than like a fifth rounder, you know? But if Cam gets released, and I don't know what the Panthers are holding out for outside of they're in the same boat of there's nothing to do anyway, might as well just wait. Like, everybody can just kind of wait because there's no practices. If Teddy Bridgewater was coming to that facility and he and Cam had to split snaps during OTAs, then or during a veteran mini camp or something, then there'd be a fire to get them moving. But nobody's going anywhere. So you can just let them both coexist. If Cam Newton gets released, I don't know what happens next. I'd be shocked if the Redskins aren't at least interested and more interested than they've been. So if Cam gets traded elsewhere, I think the Redskins let that happen. If he hits a free market, man, I don't know. I'll let you boys react. We have 7.5 minutes.
I think it's I don't think they'd trade for him even if it was a fifth rounder, because I just don't think they're in the business of giving up any draft picks at all. And I think ultimately he's probably going to end up getting released, because I don't know that there's a trade out there for him. But there's going to be a lot of interest in him.
There hasn't been.
If he's a free agent, there's going to be a lot of interest in him. If he's cut outright and is available on the open market.
There's no interest in Jameis. Or if there is, I haven't seen or heard about it. The Chargers are choosing to play Tyrod over trading for Cam or going to Jameis.
Because, just like we said, there's 10 Bortles. I don't know that there's a big difference between Jameis and Cam.
You don't think there's a big difference between Cam and Tyrod?
Between Jameis and Cam and some of the other free agent quarterbacks that are will or maybe have come available. And I think the Chargers are planning on draft. What's that?
You think Cam is that hurt and won't be good again? Because I get stunned by some of the stuff you say about Cam.
I think Cam was very, very good. I've seen now multiple, and maybe his shoulder is all better magically, but I'm not worried about the ankle injury. I haven't seen him be able to throw the ball downfield in 2 seasons.
Okay.
And I think that's a tough thing to come up with.
Cam, that was my point. I just needed – like, I get where you're coming from if you think he's hurt. I just – if you think he's healthy and you don't think he's good, that's a different conversation.
If he's back to the health that we saw 3+ years ago and he can be that quarterback again, then it's a different ballgame. But for 2 years now, I've seen him with a dead arm and unable to really throw the ball downfield. And
they were 6-2 2 years ago before he got hurt.
Jim Zorn was 6-2 also.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray.
It's going to be a hip, hip, and I want a hooray. Okay? 3 cheers. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
The maroon and black.
Chargers are going to draft a quarterback in the first round. They're gonna have Justin Herbert or whoever. That's going to be their starter.
I get that.
I'll react to Finley's QB theory number one. I like the idea, but I also think if they sign a Blake Bortles, he's fixed as the backup. They still can act like they're drafting Tua because they probably get rid of Dwayne anyway. So I don't think signing a Blake Bortles precludes them from having a mirage of taking Tua. I don't think that affects it too much. So that's my reaction to theory one. And Mitch covered theory two.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, react to QB point two.
Point two. I'm kind of forgetting one.
Well, hold on. Here's a quick question.
The whole conversation we just had about Cam.
About that? Yeah, I actually totally agree with theory two, because this team seems like they want more draft picks, not less draft picks. That's what every team wants, but this team especially, as Ron tries to mold this roster with guys he values. But if Cam is released and Cam is willing to do kind of a one-year deal, I want to rebuild my image, rebuild my rep, get healthy again, then I think Ron will take a real hard look at that. And I'm sorry to all the Dwayne lovers who think he's the best quarterback ever. I still think it's worth letting Dwayne grow, because he did so much at Ohio State when he grew, and he grew a lot last year in a bad situation. But Ron and Cam were together for a decade and had a ton of success. If that guy becomes free, Ron is going to be thinking about it a lot.
If Cam is right, and maybe he isn't, to Mitch's point, it's been a while since he's been right. But, I mean, he has shown Canton stuff on NFL fields. Like, that has happened. So I got to make some calls.
If Cam Josino is right,
reported that they at least talked about him and they're not interested at this time, right? Wasn't that the report?
Yeah, it was a wait and see. But I feel like wait and see is wait and see.
Wait and see means if he becomes a free agent. Right. Yeah,
wait, see, pounce. That's the
And dude, I want to say this. I'm not knocking. I think there's a big subset of Redskins fans that just want to invest and believe in Dwayne. So sure. they're just like, please stop with all this other stuff. But that's not how the NFL works. Like, the NFL is not – Jay Gruden was so good on this last year. Granted, he got fired. He's like, this is not a developmental league. I am not here trying to develop a a Gold Glove center fielder for 2023. I'm trying to win games right now. Ron Rivera is in Washington, and he has a long leash, and he's talking about building the culture and everything that requires, but he wants to win games in 2020. They think they have a defense that can win games this year. That's why Jack Del Rio took this job, because he wants to be a head coach again. Like, this ain't about long term. So they want the best chance to win games right away.
Here's my super simplistic thought on Dwayne, why I want to see him this year, is that if Dwayne is the guy, if they give him this year and he's the guy, then this team can be good. If he's not the guy, then next year you're drafting, you have a pretty high draft pick anyway, and then you can go get the guy.
I agree. I think you'll know. I mean, we shall see. Okay, quickly, I want to congratulate our boy Chase. Chase Hughes had a baby. That's awesome.
Aaron Pete.
Chase is one guy. What?
Meow, 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 meow.
There you go.
Baby.
Congrats, buddy.
Want to thank Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should, too. We're going to work on another Thursday night football. That'll be a lot of fun. If anything happens, we'll have another podcast for you. That, too. Yeah. Everybody say hi to your loved ones.
To our loved ones on the pod?
Yeah, I don't know. We're about to say goodbye.
All right. Hi to my loved ones who all listen for sure.
Deb Haley still thinks it's an iPod, right?
She calls it an iPod.
Everybody out there, be safe. This is serious business, and we're all holed up at home. Hope you are too. Be careful. Take care of yourselves. Take care of the ones you love, and hopefully we will all get together again. You know what sounds fantastic right now? A podcast party.
Yeah.
Just I like dubbing Thursday as a virtual podcast party.
Yeah, but it's not. A podcast party is hanging out and me having to carry Pete out to the Uber later. And like, it's just
oh, I miss it.
And like
so much,
and you're right that we should celebrate what we can do right now.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we can't look forward to better days, man. Because gosh knows we need some better days.
That first pod party after we're released from these quarantines is going to be a show.
I kind of feel like it might not be till Richmond, but yeah, it's going to be a show.
I just hope we get Richmond, man. That's what I'm saying,
dude. If they take Richmond, I don't know if Pete can make it.
I don't know what else I'll have.
We got to go. Pete's going to be all right.
10 seconds on it.
For Mitch Tischler and Pete Haley, I am JP Finley. Thank you for listening to Redskins Talk. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer. What is it called when you're like kidnapped and then after a while?
Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm. We have
Ashburn Syndrome.
We have quarterback Stockholm Syndrome, where we are so unaccustomed to good quarterback play that we don't know what the hell it looks like.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.